organizers of the Celtic Colors International Festival say the heavy lifting is done for this year's event.
Well, at this stage of the festival, now we're stuffing envelopes and mailing out tickets. So a lot of the rush from the on-sale day has subsided. So now it's into the day-to-day workings of the box office. So that's where we're at now.
The festival's Andrew Gregg says 21 out of 52 shows are sold out. He says they're way ahead of schedule as far as ticket sales go. Gregg believes by opening day there won't be many tickets left, especially when you consider those who wait until the 11th hour to catch a show.
Those that like it a lot. We see a lot of supports from tourists, I suppose, international buyers. The bane of my existence is Cape Breton ticket buyers that wait until the last minute. So if I could break any habit, it would be that. So we get a lot of the rest of Canada, a lot of Americans buying tickets early because they know that things will sell out. But we always have that last rush. I mean, it's still July right now. People aren't thinking of the fall yet. They're still enjoying summertime. So once the seasons shift, it kind of becomes the Celtic Colors season.
Gregg says the talent on the stage is outstanding, but those behind the scenes are talented and creative as well.
It's great to see all this hard work. I mean, we've got a fantastic team here, and the tickets sell because of the shows, and the artistic directors put together a fantastic lineup this year, so I think we're really seeing the fruits of that labor.
Gregg says people from near and far enjoy the festival because it's what he calls a cracking good time.
I like it. What does that mean?
That means a party, let's say. That seems to be the running motif of a lot of Celtic music. You've got your ceilidhs, you've got your kitchen parties, you've got things like that. So it's meant to be a good time.
It's the 30th anniversary for the Celtic Colors International Festival, and it runs from October 9th until the 17th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.